BadgerCast number 15.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
You're giving me signals here that I can't read. All right, do you want a curveball or a slider?
Curve.
I don't know. I might have to do that one with my right hand.
Yeah, it is going to be a little interesting around the house.
Well, welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life.
Hi, I'm Julie.
And I'm Dale. And
he's relearning how to use an arm.
Yes. And if this is the first time you've joined us, well, welcome.
And to all you returning listeners, thanks.
So, what has it been, about a month?
2-3 weeks, something in there.
Well, a lot has happened.
A lot has.
Should we go in chronological order or highlight events?
If you want to go in chronological order, you're going to have to cue me.
Oh, I don't have show notes, so this should be fun. All right. Well, let's...
Yeah, because we're trying to do this before I have to hit an early bedtime, and we'll get to why in a little bit.
And I want to watch the Louisville-Syracuse game, I believe.
Whatever.
For March the Big Madness. East yeah. Basketball Championship.
Yeah, Ben's a little bummed about that.
Why? Because Marquette lost in a 76-75 squeaker on Thursday afternoon, I believe?
Something like that.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. Actually,
at least he has good loyalty.
He does have good loyalty, and... You know, I'm sorry, but Tom Crean, 1-17 in the division of the Big Ten, shouldn't have left Marquette. But my own opinion.
Okay, so where are we starting?
So I'm a homer. Shoot me.
Where are we starting?
Let's start with last weekend.
Last weekend.
Last Saturday, the Badgers
reinvade
Illinois.
Well, I shouldn't say reinvade. We visited.
All right, yes. We visited and dropped lots of money, but...
Well, yeah, kind of. Whatever. Hey, but the drive down, the I-Pass thing really rocks.
Yes, it does. You know, the story of the I-Pass, we should probably start with. And then I have a little story that you can tell after. I think it...
Story of the I-Pass? Am I missing something? I don't know about
yes.
The story of the I-Pass.
Okay. We're down. All right. First of all, Julie goes to me about a month ago and says, I want an I-Pass. I don't want to go to Chicago again without an I-Pass because.
I'm sitting maybe 20 inches from you.
Oh,
I don't need to yell.
Sorry.
Thank you.
But you want an I-Pass.
I did want the I-Pass.
Yes, and if I...
Because I don't like slowing down and pulling over.
You don't like slowing down. I mean, period.
No, I kind of fit in with that little niche of driving, don't I? Anyway, onward.
So I order the I-Pass on the internet. And
oh, I know this story now.
And I... you know what the I-Pass is? It's basically, I think it's an RFID chip. That they activate when
it's
you buzz through the toll.
It's some little thing that gets red as you pass through a sensor and you don't have to stop.
That's right. I sign up and put both of our cars on the I-Pass account. And I get it so it automatically deducts when I get low.
Yada, yada, yada. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they send it to me wrapped in aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't quite understand why. But...
Not going to ask. Okay. And then I asked you to put it in the car.
And I did.
And you did.
And I did. Okay, so then we're on the way to Illinois. Actually, we are in the state of Illinois getting towards...
The first toll.
Yes.
When I said, did you activate it?
And
he's like, activate? It's already activated. I'm like, I wouldn't assume that. Why don't you just double check? Because, you know, the toll's coming up.
As I'm trying to find the Illinois... tollway phone number on my iPhone, we pass through the first toll. Whoosh. So I finally get a hold of the person on the Illinois toll.
You got to backtrack here. You were saying, but it's already activated. They sent it to me wrapped in foil. They said that this is, I'm like, I think you should call. And he's looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, just because they send you something does not mean it's activated, does it?
I think it was. But
we'll never know.
I called. They said, it's activated. I said, oh, very, very good. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
It is activated to the best of my knowledge. It's been a week and we haven't gotten any nasty grams from the state of Illinois.
Would I answer them?
Maybe.
Maybe.
So
where did we go?
We went to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
Yes, we did.
And we met up with...
Barely and Munchkin. Or as I refer to her now, Dorkette.
Yes, from the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an excellent day.
Yep, the kids had a blast.
We went and we saw the airplane that's hanging...
747.
Hanging from the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a... We watched a... At least I watched part of the film that showed how they got it there, rolled it...
Very interesting little film.
Yeah, rolled it on a barge. It took like a year to move it from Meigs Field, which is on a peninsula in the middle of the lake, to the Museum of Science and Industry, get it in the building.
Didn't they have to dig a big trench?
No, that's for the other
thing. Well, that's for the
other thing.
Sorry, I got it confused.
Yeah, but they had to move a pillar, open up a wall, get the fuselage, take it apart, put it back together, parts of it back together. If you're at the Museum of Science and Industry, you could see what the inside of a plane really looks like.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Same with the fighter planes that were hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. What's interesting is that there's not much to an airplane.
No.
Kind of.
Don't want to think about it.
Yeah. So,
I learned one thing while we were there.
What did you learn?
That I would never survive on a submarine.
It's cramped and crowded.
It's small.
But 56 men?
And it's dark.
And
I would go crazy. I almost went crazy in the 15-minute tour because I had to sit there and keep reminding myself to breathe as you were surrounded by, the three people on the tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I couldn't be on a submarine. A very cool exhibit and all that and what they have learned from it and how they actually crafted the vessel and all that, but could never go on one.
I've been on that tour before, like in the early 80s when it was...
I saw...
And it's quite a bit different.
Yeah, I saw it as an exhibit walking through it back in the late 70s, early 80s, but I was never in the sub till this time.
Okay.
What we focused on when I was there years ago is we hit the coal mine and we hit some other exhibits. This is the first time I've hit exhibits I hadn't seen before.
Okay. The submarine, it was captured in 44. And it was brought through the St. Lawrence Seaway into Chicago.
After much ado in getting it into somebody's hands to do so, yes.
And eventually it made its way up and out of the water and was parked behind the museum.
It was actually outside in the lake. No. It was outside.
It was outside the museum.
But the lake effect and
But what
Chicago
happens
winters.
Over 40 years of Wisconsin or Illinois winters is that
rust. Mm-hmm.
So they had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the engineers at the museum, and I don't know how much money it took.
Not a long-winded story, they ended up having to dig this big tunnel and brought it in and then built the walls around it. And now we have the new exhibit.
And it looks
onward.
And it looks very much like the Titanic.
Kind of, sort of. They had all the lighting.
They had the lighting and the mood music. And they had the... What the kids really liked was the Enigma machine, which was the German coding machine.
Mm-hmm. They got to send an email home to decode a message. Mm-hmm.
And we still haven't found that.
Found the one. Other one, I think, got lost in transit.
Okay. So that was cool. Mm-hmm. And got to see look through a periscope. And what else did they do in that exhibit?
In that one?
Because we were there pretty much half the time
there was,
we were at the museum.
There was one about how the submarine sunk and came up.
Oh, yeah. How, like, buoyancy where...
Yeah, the buoyancy one. Yeah. What else was there? And they, like, looking at the anchor. And then there was the torpedo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They took apart one of the torpedoes and had it in a exhibit. They mm-hmm. actually had one kind of hooked onto the front of the torpedo tube.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you could take all the pictures you wanted in this new exhibit outside of the sub. But you couldn't take any pictures inside of the sub.
Nope.
Which is probably a good thing, because half the tour inside of the sub was dark.
Yes. Another reason I can't handle being in there.
They said 53 men sleeping in 5-foot cots, rotating shifts.
5 feet, 8-inch cots, and several of those crew members were over 6 foot.
Yeah.
And if you ever go on the tour and you look at the aft part of the submarine, there are, I want to say it's the, not the captain's quarters, but like the upper...
like the petty officers.
Petty officers. There's two bunks. I feel sorry for anybody who has to sleep on the top, because the top bunk is automatically missing space because you have the angled part of the sub coming over.
Right.
But in the two in particular ones I'm thinking of that were up towards the torpedo room, you had like this big tract above your bed where something from the torpedoes, you had to be out of the way because it...
When they loaded the torpedo, they put it on the track.
And it came back into the bunk and then out. Kind of disconcerting to look at that. Very different.
Well, you know what's more amazing is that they slept over these explosives every night or every day.
Or as our tour guide said, having to be quiet, not making any sound.
Oh, yeah, when they were under the water.
When they're under the water. With, as you're saying, in a confined space where you can barely get away, probably couldn't get more than a foot away from somebody the entire time.
Right.
No shower.
Yeah.
But what did they say? They said they found tons of perfume, cologne.
Tons of cologne, yeah. Yes. French cologne, because, you know, nobody could take a bath.
Gross. Okay. We also went out to dinner.
Yes. Anything else at the museum of note?
We saw the Mars rover.
Yes. We actually got to move the Mars rover.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. I guess it was enough of a mock-up of the Mars rover that they were worried about theft.
Oh, yeah, because when the kids leaned over the rail.
Well, anybody leaned over. Even if you got near the rail.
The alarm went off.
Yeah, don't touch the rover. Don't touch the rover.
Yeah, they all four of them set it off at one point.
Yeah, I think I set it off once.
Whatever.
So anyway, and I looked at the mock-up of, it was actually a training version of the moon lander.
Mm-hmm.
It looked pretty flimsy. It's amazing what they did with the technology back in the 60s.
It looked like tinfoil.
It was tinfoil. It wasn't, that one wasn't a, that was a mock-up. That was a training.
I'm thinking of a different one where they had the inside of the space capsule on the inside.
Oh, the actual Apollo mm-hmm. module?
Yep.
That was tinfoil too.
Okay, whatever.
But, all right.
The kids want to go back. They had fun.
Actually, they want to go back because of Harry Potter.
Excuse me, I had a swallow there. Mom wants to go back because of Harry Potter.
What's going to happen?
That's not till April.
Yeah, late April through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of the props from the Harry Potter movies.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make a whole weekend out of it. And besides doing that, do the Shedd Aquarium, because I've never been there.
I've never been there either.
Or the planetarium.
Me neither. Nope. Only down there, the Art Institute, the Field Museum, way, way long time ago.
If I was in the Art Institute, oh gosh, that would have had to been back in the 70s, back when I was in grade school in the Chicago area. God, I'm old.
Well, I'm sure the
because you got to remember
are still there.
When I was in first, second, third, and fourth grade, I lived in the Chicago area, and we probably went on field trips. I just don't remember.
Yeah, then we went out to eat at Chili's in Downers Grove.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Everybody did good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food is good. Company's good.
Mm-hmm. And we had a great time with just chatting with Barely and Munchkin or
Dorquette.
So.
Do you want to mention anything else about that interaction?
I got a crush on you.
Who?
My second son may have had a crush on Dorquette.
Or yeah, it's amazing.
Like he was very nice to her.
He was exceedingly nice to her, which it's like it's kind of scary because there's 7 years difference. But he I know he didn't do it purposefully, but he was much more willing to help her with stuff.
Well, than his sister, of course.
But. Yeah, well, of course, she's not a sister.
It was cute.
It was.
Yes.
But that wasn't what I was referring to.
Well, what were you referring to?
I don't like being looked at anymore. It makes
anymore?
Me... Well, I'm not used to it. How's that?
Explain for us, for those in the audience.
For those in the audience who haven't listened before, I've lost a significant amount of weight. 50 pounds now. I'm down. And I am not used to having people look at me and make... I don't want to say snide, maybe sly comments, and I don't know how to handle that. And it's frustrating.
Okay, I'm not a guy that does that.
No, you're not.
I'll look at a pretty woman every now and then.
Well, of course, I'll look at a guy, too. I always look.
Yeah.
But I don't make comments where they can hear me or make it so obvious that the person's nervous is not the word I want, but... I don't know how to deal with that. I'm not used to it.
Okay.
Not saying that I'm any gorgeous model or anything, but...
Okay, well, if you're a gorgeous model and you want to call the Badger Cast and tell Julie how to deal with...
Leering men?
Leering men. Call 206-202-2008.
Whatever. It's just different, okay?
I don't know. I usually don't have women leering at me, so... Although I have lost a little bit of weight.
You have? I've rubbed off on you.
Okay, I'm not going there.
It wasn't meant that way for all of you thinking the same thing. He has just followed in the weight loss pathway and has lost how much?
Well, I guess I'm going to say about 25 pounds. 25 pounds or so.
Mm-hmm.
In like 6 months, maybe.
Doesn't matter how long it takes you.
Yeah. So I had a milestone last week. I went under 200.
Yay.
I think I'm like, I'm just hovering there.
I made a milestone too. I weigh less than when I was pregnant with our first child.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's next?
I don't know. Should we take a break?
Sure.
This is kind of a little different show. This is from, I got my... music from Aerial Publicity this time.
It's a good site.
Yeah. And this is from, and darn it, I don't remember his name, but.
We'll have it in the show notes.
And we.
When we come back from the song, too.
Yep. So here it is. It's called.
Hey, everybody. This is Omar Alexander, and you're listening to a track off my new album. Enjoy it.
voicemail from our friend
Tim.
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Tim. I just wanted to call and leave you a little bit of feedback on your latest episode. First off, I want to say, Julie, good for you for keeping a positive attitude and exercising and all that while you're laid off and looking for work. I remember when I was laid off, it was for over 3 months, and I just kind of slummed it. I didn't really take advantage of the free time I had between looking for jobs and all that stuff. And I thought to myself, wow, I could have gotten in great shape or done some cool projects. And I really lament that I didn't take advantage of that free time. So good for you for recognizing the opportunity and taking advantage of it. That's good. And Dale, I just wanted to say, glad that your recovery is progressing. I'm sure we're all happy to hear about that. You're both doing a fantastic job, and I can't wait for the next episode. We'll talk at you later. Bye.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Now I have comments back. Okay. Number one, thank you. It was my way of staying sane, to get out of the house, to do something, and as the side benefits, the kids are going to the Y more. They're swimming at least once a week, if not twice a week. And as we said just earlier this cast, Dale's actually losing weight. Onward to what I wanted to say next. I just listened to your show, Tastes Like Burning, and what episode was that? Let me see here.
Sorry, Tim, I'm a little behind.
Yeah, I'm not. And so it Tastes Like Burning, the latest episode I listened to was number 75. And he brings up shedding weight. These are my words of encouragement to you, Tim. Start anywhere. Start slow. And we're all here for your positive feedback and your rooting section. Don't let anything else stop you. You want to have some answers or need a question or whatever, I'm here. Crystal's around with Motivated Women with me. We'll get you on track. But start small. Don't start all at once. That's the one thing I said to anybody who's starting this, don't start with a million different things going on. Stick with one thing, and when you get it down and you feel good about it, add the next thing in.
And okay.
Hey, what are you giving me that look for?
I did one thing this week.
Which
I started with the losing weight iPhone app.
One I gave you, suggested to you.
The one you suggested, and yes. I downloaded for free.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that there are some things that I got close to in the food section.
It's not a be-all and end-all. It is a good application if you have an iPhone or an iTouch to put on to help track meals. And
Meals and exercise.
And what it does, and this would help Tim, and I don't know, Tim, if there's an application out there, if you don't have an iTouch or an iPhone that does this, but what it does is it asks you your goals, and you put in your current weight, and then you get a choice. Do you want to lose a half pound a week, a pound a week, a pound and a half a week, 2 pounds a week? And based on that, what you say is your starting weight, what your goal weight is, and what level you want to pick, it will figure out for you then the calories that you can have a day and still lose weight without exercise. So it automatically gives you a calorie limit for a day to be able to lose what you chose to begin with. So for an example, where I was at when I started this and I put the goal, my ultimate goal in, and I want to lose about a pound a week if I can, and it, you know, if you hang there, not lose it as long as you're not gaining, depending on how faithful you are to the system, it will tell you that, you know, I can eat 1,257 calories in a day and still lose weight without exercise. But if you exercise on top of that, you can think of it as one of two ways.
It's a bonus.
It's either a bonus that you get to have that extra whatever. So like when I went out and did a bunch of exercise because I ended up at the Y a couple times in one day because of the kids, I took that opportunity. You know what? I was really craving chocolate. That's the ultimate chocolate dessert I had at Chili's that day. So you can eat the extra food.
Yeah.
It'll automatically say then you can eat extra calories, or you just lose more that week if you don't eat up to what it says.
Right.
So it's very nice, and it does have a function for foods that already has in its system, or you can create a food and say, you know, my spaghetti at a cup of sauce is equal to this if you go out and figure it. And there's multiple different places to figure out calorie or caloric content of different things. You can create exercises. They have exercises already in there. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it's a very nice start if you have.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, actually.
Right. The only thing I don't like about it is that I can't track the amount of miles that I put on between walking and the elliptical. Now, on my own, I think I've hit 150 miles so far this year.
Okay.
But I haven't found an app yet that, free app yet that I like that
tracks it. There was a pedometer one.
Yeah, but that just, the pedometer one for the iPhone iTouch, all it does is it tracks steps, and it'll tell you whether they're running steps or walking steps, and it'll give you an idea of, like, when I had it on at the museum that, you know, I walked 1,800 some odd steps, and it equaled out to be about 9 minutes of moderate exercise. That's good if you're out shopping or doing whatever, but that doesn't really count as exercise.
No, because it's not exercise. I mean, that's just normal
day-to-day. That's normal day-to-day stuff. But if you want to, I mean, it's a nice app if you want to get an idea of how much you walk in a day.
Yeah.
Just around the office.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oops, I hear the door. Hold on. Okay. Gotta go downstairs, buddy. A child came home. Okay, so, you know, that's a nice app to start with. But again, if you want tips, pointers, I'm more than willing to help.
And you can find her at motivatedwomen.net for all of your motivational needs.
We try.
Yes.
Or the normal way, getting a hold of me at don'ttickleme@gmail.com.
All right. Where are we now? What are you reading?
What am I reading? I actually picked up...
Yeah, we don't have any Cheesehead Spotlight.
Picked up 3 new books today. A new author for me, Cindy Gerard. She is a... What is she? She's under the romance, so it's your basic chick book. And it keeps in tone with what I've been reading about Black Ops, Special Ops, SEALs, whatever, and
okay.
Girls.
Okay, I'm going to pause for just a second.
Because the child wants to use the ice machine. Okay. All right. Okay, child had his water. Okay. Well, before I go on, is there anything that you've done in the last couple weeks, or is this just same old, recovery's doing good?
Yeah, recovery's doing okay.
You're just bummed because you can't golf.
Well, I don't know yet. I have my doctor's appointment this week, and I will ask the
I'm willing
question.
To go. I'm willing to go on record here, and I'm willing to bet anybody. I'll bet a buck. I'll bet you a buck. That he says you won't be able to golf.
Well, okay, but what about our friend who had a similar injury to mine?
Okay.
He golfs.
And it's been how many years since his injury?
Maybe 5.
And did he golf right away?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
You're not going to be golfing this year.
Probably. Maybe not this year. I'll grant you that. But I'm hoping next year.
We'll see. Okay.
All right. I'm still going to. Next year, maybe.
Can I go now?
Sure. Go ahead.
Where was I again?
I don't know. You were talking about your books.
Oh. So I'm reading a new author. Her name's Cindy Gerard. She's under romance. It's more like romance, thriller, suspense, because it's special ops, girls.
Girls and special ops?
Yeah. Well, this one so far.
Now, this one goes back to hot women and being looked at by Navy SEALs.
It's not me. Somebody else. No, so far, I've only gotten a couple chapters into this one, and it's a lady foreign correspondent type thing meeting up with a ex-special ops mercenary type person in, where are we, what country? South America somewhere. Argentina. We'll see how it goes.
Show no mercy if you want to see hot female Navy SEALs.
Well, the picture on the front of the cover is not bad, you know.
There. Put on a shirt.
No. That's why they sell the book that way, dummy.
All right. It's a guy without a shirt on, just for those who...
Sculpted abs, can't. Nice chest. Yeah.
And he needs a shave, too.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. They're marketing for me in my age group, not you. Anyway.
All right. Well,
can I go on with the best part of this show?
What, the rising moon, blue moon beer I'm having?
No, that would not be it.
All right, go ahead. What's the best part of the show? The end?
No, the news.
Oh.
No, I did not say it.
All right.
So.
You Twittered it.
I Twittered it and I got on Facebook, but we hadn't recorded yet.
All right.
I got a job.
Oh, you,
yay.
You, congratulations. You technically had that job.
Well, I had the job, but there weren't any open hours.
Okay.
So now that I've jumped through all the hoops, and in the Milwaukee area, there wasn't anything that I could feasibly do because of everything that's happened since December, I got like 3 phone calls on Friday. First one was, can you work today? And I'm like, yeah. But I thought nobody had anything open. Where would I be working? Well, you'd be working at X Hospital. I'm like, I thought they weren't taking any. They just put out an emergent need for nurses in this thing. And I'm like, okay, fine. What time do I need to be there? Tells me. I'm like, okay, fine. Go home, get everything ready. Calls me back. We might have a little problem. This went back and forth and back and forth. And what it ended up being, it was not a problem on my part or my staffing agency's part. It was a problem with the hospital in question not doing stuff that we could have done 3 months ago and had me ready to work at the drop of a hat. But so they don't get in trouble with Jayco, I have to take their computer class before I can work. So what it boiled down to was...
Jayco for us in the cheap seats?
Joint Commission on Accreditation of Hospitals.
Thank you.
A pain in the ass. Anyway, so he's like, can you take the class on Wednesday? I'm like, fine, I'll take the class on Wednesday, and then I'll be able to start picking up hours next Thursday. Well, not even an hour after he called and did that, his same company, but the office in Madison, because I asked a week ago, if we're not finding anything in the Milwaukee area, can we check out Northern Illinois and Madison? So his counterpart in Madison called and goes, can you pick up hours? I'm like, yeah. When? Anytime. Are you sure? I'm like, yeah. So he goes, let me double check with this person. He calls me back and goes, this place in Madison, it's not really a hospital, it's not really a nursing home, it's kind of in between long-term type stuff, has an urgent need for staff. Can you come in on Sunday, do like a quick learn how, and then start picking up hours on Monday? And I'm like, sure. And so we had that started settled, and he calls back and goes, they really need help. Can you actually work Sunday? I'm like, okay. And then he goes, what are your hours that you could do the rest of the week? And I'm like, well, you know, can't do it Wednesday because I have to do computer class. And Friday day shift would be out. He calls back 5 minutes later. Can you do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday 12 hours? I'm like, sure. So I got 3 12-hour shifts starting tomorrow morning. Probably will be able to pick up full-time hours for a while there. Plus the place nearer to my house that I will be starting to pick up hours with next week. So when it rains, it pours.
Yay!
For good things.
I'll never see you now, but that's okay.
I think the kids are ready for me to leave. So tomorrow I go in for my first shift, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll see. I just want to get out of the house, do something more than what I've been doing. Not that I've hated being home, but I told you 12 and a half years ago that I couldn't be a stay-at-home mom.
No.
It's not my thing.
No.
So hopefully I'll be very tired on Tuesday. Actually, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I think I'll be happier.
Good.
So.
Especially if this can, kind of parlay into something a little bit more permanent, or at least...
It could, because the company, the temp agency I'm working for, does temp to permanent assignments. So if a place really likes you and you want to become permanent, they will do everything that they can to get you that permanent position. And I have to say, this temp agency has bent over backwards in the last 3 months to try and find something for me to do. And they have been doing stuff the whole time. And, you know, besides the phone calls I got from the two guys from both offices, I got a couple phone calls from the two other people I've dealt with in the Milwaukee office calling just to say how happy they were that they were able to do something and find me work.
Well, that's good. It's a tough market out there.
It is. And the one thing, and, you know, again, something I don't think of off the top of my head all the time, but they thanked me for being patient. I mean, I didn't hound them. I mean, I called and checked in and did stuff, and when stuff didn't do it, but they were very impressed that, in their words, that I was patient and able to work with them and be able to change things at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And go ahead and do it. And I'm like, great, fine. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what else am I supposed to do? But it drove home that most people aren't like that.
Yeah. Well, so, good luck.
Thank you. And thanks for all the well wishes and positive vibes I've gotten from everybody. It helped.
Yeah. And let's keep it coming, knock on wood.
Would be nice. And then the other thing I did this week is I went red.
Yes. Yes, and this will be probably the...
You can put the picture up, huh?
Yeah, probably the after picture up for the...
album art?
Yeah, album art, and then the both before and after maybe on the website. Do you want your face on the website?
Whatever.
All right.
So I like
it. You can tell everybody
about... I like the red.
All right, well, tell everybody about the red.
It's red.
It's red.
Doesn't really look red if I'm not in direct light.
It's kind of auburny red.
Yeah, I didn't want red. You know.
No Lucy? You didn't want to be Lucy?
I've done Lucy once, years and years ago, and it's a little too red.
Okay. I don't remember that. Maybe I blocked it out of my mind.
Oh, it was just after we got married, and it was Lucy red.
Lucy! Bright
red. Yeah. And that's a little too red. I like the auburny.
Okay.
Brown red.
Okay.
It looks... It doesn't look so blah.
Okay.
As somebody else said, it perks me up.
All right. They say that at the hair salon?
No, somebody on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, do we have anything else to talk about?
No, I think the jab thing was big enough.
Yeah, okay.
And that you're recovering well and losing weight too. Good.
Yep.
Yeah. Kids are doing well. I'm not ready for school to be out yet.
It's not going to be. It's only March. They do
April,
have a
May,
break.
You know.
The spring
break's
coming
up way too quick. Spring break isn't till April 10th.
Well, okay. But still.
I would like it to stay warmer.
Yes. But yeah. We are in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know. If memory serves, 19 years ago on May 10th, it snowed 2.5 weeks before my wedding.
Yes.
I was not happy.
Neither was I. But if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can call us at
206-202-2008.
Or write us at
thebadgercast@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me specifically at donttickleme@gmail.com.
Or me at thephilosophyguyshow@gmail.com.
Or on Twitter. Or on Skype.
Or on Facebook.
Or on Facebook.
Blah. Every blah, blah, blah.
Not just those. I'm thinking of truly canceling my MySpace page. I haven't been there in eons.
Eons.
Yeah.
Well, and until next time, we'll leave you with another song from Ariel Publicity and Omar Alexander. And it is called Changes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
Talk like a normal.
Good night.
I have always known that you would be my superhero. With all these dreams, your reality became my window. With your soul-defining moments and that of self-expression, I began to come of age. You are the change, a love without condition. Help find my way, a beautiful one guiding me through a lifetime. You are the change, a love without permission.
who brings the best when I'm around you. You make me realize there's no need for misunderstandings. You're the calm before the storm. Oh, I've come across love and tears, guiding me through my fears. No need to save me.
Help me find my way. A beautiful one guiding me through a lifetime. You are the change, a love without permission. Your lovely way. A beautiful one guiding me through a lifetime.
I have always known that you would be my superhero.